What up, y'all? This your boy Big Country with another Daily Word. Chilling here with my son SJ Court. Wait on the bus. So he can go to school and learn something. Ain't that right? He just gave me this little crazy look, y'all. But the topic of today is I'm sitting on the toilet, you know what I'm saying? Taking the nice long shit, watching videos. I'm sitting on the toilet taking a nice long shit, watching the videos, and I come across Tekashi 6ix9ine and Trippie Redd. And, I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine is one of the most hated individuals in America right now. All because he's doing some bullshit. And to be honest, I don't think he's that hard. He's only hard when he's around his homeboys, his friends, stuff. Yeah, he's hard, but when he's by himself, like in the video, he was stuttering all in the video. Trippie Redd had that man shook. Even one of his homeboys in the background was like, "Where your big homie at?" And he's stuttering, sitting there saying that he's his big homie. I mean, Tekashi, I mean, I follow some of Tekashi's songs, you know. It's the hype shit and the music. And the beats, you know. But as far as, like, lyricists and all of that nature, you know, he's horrible. And him as an individual is fugazi. Because I didn't even know who fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine was until Gummo came out. But as I see, chill. But as I see, he's been out for a minute, you know, and him supposed to be me in the blood. And he saying he the king of New York. I know that's the king of New York lie. Then the king of New York, that's a damn lie for a fact. Because he can't sit there and say that he's the king of New York when he hasn't put in the work as most of the New York rappers before him put in work. He can't sit there and say he's the king of New York. You know what I'm saying? He's just not coming up in the game. And his name is now getting known. And on top of that, he might not even last long the rate he's going because all that flexing and flying and he thinking he hard and all this other shit, man. Come on, man. You only hard on the camera. Everybody seen the video when you got jumped. Everybody seen that video, man. Tekashi 6ix9ine need to. It's gonna take Tekashi to get shot. I ain't wishing harm or death upon nobody, but for him to get a life change, and for him, you know what I'm saying, to finally realize the route he's going, he's going down one way path, straight down. Gasoline village. When he gonna hit that village, somebody gonna light a fire to his ass, gonna blow his ass up. That's what gonna happen to Tekashi 6ix9ine for him to finally realize that he's not hard, he's not who he says he is or who he think he is. Because everybody in this world, whether you hate him or love him, y'all know for a fact that he's not real. He is flawed and fugazi. The music he put out is okay. He talks mad game, but where's the video at where he it shows that he got hands and he can fight and he can stand up for his own? You know what I'm saying? Without his homeboys there to protect him. Because in that video when he was at the Dalton Airport, that was his homeboys jumping that dude. And he want to come in all late after the damn fight and die down and shit and want to start the shit back up. Like, come on, man. Tekashi, man, you getting money, man. You need to chill, man, for for all that get taken away, because God giveth and God can take it away, you know what I'm saying? So you need to hold on, y'all. I'm gonna take a brief intermission real quick. I'm gonna put my son on the bus. Hey, bus, man. Where's your backpack? What? Get your backpack. Hold on, y'all. Taking a brief intermission. Put my son on the bus. Tell y'all on these podcasts, man, there's no pause button. Can't pause it. Come on, we don't. Can't pause it. Can't do nothing. Come on, man. He's slow motion. Slow motion. You gonna drop my hat? Pick my hat up real quick. You gonna throw it? Come on, man. All right. Let me tell you. Wait a minute. Love you, man. And my boy, I love my son to death, y'all. Y'all just don't know. Whew. All right. But I ain't gonna be on anything long. I'm just gonna roll and wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that. Had to put my son on the butt. Your boy tired. I'm trying to get home. I'm trying to get to catch me a nap. So I'm boy tired. But Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't know if you're gonna ever hear this or whatever, man. Nigga. You need to stop claiming shit that you ain't, that you ain't got no heart for. Because you're gonna end up in a wrong situation at the wrong time or the wrong day, and ain't no telling what's gonna happen to you, because you putting all this shit out in the music, and your music, you proclaiming to be the king of New York, you proclaiming to be a gangster blood, you proclaiming to be a hard nigga. Like, you ain't even a nigga, you ain't even black, bro. What black person y'all know name Tekashi? What black person y'all know name that shit? I mean, I know that's not his real name, even though his baby mama spoke his real name. I forgot to do a real name though. But what black rapper you know? Well, I can't really speak on that, because the way the world going right now and all these rappers coming out with these crazy ass names, man. But his real name don't even sound black, bro. And if he is black, excuse me for, you know what I'm saying, excuse me, he ain't black though. But his real name don't even sound black. Sounds white. White in Japanese, something white in Chinese, Japanese. That's what it sounds like. But yeah, the way this world going, all these new age rappers coming out with these crazy ass names and shit, man. Like, I don't know. I just go by Big Country. That's just simple. Like, yeah. Because I'm from the country. I'm a big dude, you know what I'm saying? If you know me, I'm a big dude from the country. My homegirl gave me that name because I was working at Wendy's one day. I was, like, when I first started working at Wendy's, my homegirl was like, you country, like, you call you big country. I'm like, cool. But Tekashi, man, you need to slow down, man. Like, I don't know. I mean, your music popping, man. You making money. You make good money, man. Like, you need to slow down, because the way that you going, homeboy, it ain't looking too pretty. And every time you get caught up in a situation, everybody know you scared, man, because you stutter. You stutter too damn much. And as far as being the king of New York, though, you are not the king of New York. You have people before you that put in too much work to let you go and say that you're the king of New York. I'm surprised Jay-Z ain't spoke up about that shit, because I consider him the king of New York. You know what I'm saying? I consider him the king of New York because he put in too much work in, do too many years, and put too much work in for him to, for you to sit there and say you're king of New York, and you just now is getting popping. Your name is now just starting getting popping out. Damn, some of y'all rappers, man. I've been on DJ Academics page, Academics YouTube shit, man. That nigga be speaking the truth about some of y'all motherfuckers too. Y'all, some of y'all rappers need to quit. Some of y'all rappers ain't about that life. Some of y'all rappers need to chill out, cause y'all get caught, y'all gonna get hurt. Y'all mama's gonna be crying, whining at y'all funeral at y'all wake. And when y'all get kicked, you know what I'm saying? That's what your ass get. Like I tell my son, every time you do something you know you ain't supposed to be doing, that's what your ass get. Look at you, just another dead damn rapper, bro. Just another dead rapper. And rest in peace to all the fallen rappers, the fallen soldiers. You know, all the good rappers that got killed over some bullshit. Shit. But Tekashi, boy, you need help, man. And if y'all agree with me, you know what I'm saying, leave a comment. Let me know how y'all feel about it. You know, because I'll be honest, I'm really getting sick and tired of these Tekashi 6ix9ine videos. And he think he Mr. Untouchable and shit. Like, y'all just tell me how y'all feel, man. Like, if y'all think he's the king of New York, y'all think he's really about that life. Like, y'all sit there, y'all let me know, because that's just my opinion on how I feel about the situation. But it's been your boy Big Country with another daily word. Get at your boy, yeah.